want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, on this great Sunday night on May 16th, 2010. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, and we've got a good one for you. And it's very timely, too. As you know, we've covered a lot on the global warming scam. Well, we've got one of the top experts in the country on this who's written a book called Climategate. He's a weatherman from San Francisco. Our time is short with him tonight. Our guest is Brian Sussman. He's on KFSO out of San Francisco. So without further ado, let's get right down to business and welcome Brian to the show. Hi, Brian. How are you?
Hey, Dave. A pleasure to be on your program. I hope all's well with you.
Oh, great. Things are great with me, and I want to thank you for agreeing to be on such with such short notice, really. I mean, we only booked this about 10 days ago, and I know how busy you are, and we've got quite the fraud being perpetrated on us, don't we?
This is just amazing. You know, tomorrow I'm going to be down in Monterey, California. Al Gore is coming to Monterey, and he's going to be a speaker at the Panetta Institute. Panetta is in Leon Panetta, our CIA director. And Al Gore is going to be there, and I have hundreds of patriots who are going to be joining me as a little welcoming committee for Al Gore, because as I'm going to tell the media, because I'm sure they're going to be there, Mr. Gore is a charlatan. Mr. Gore is the poster boy for global warming. And Mr. Gore is a man who is set to make billions of dollars if the Senate passes this ridiculous energy bill that was brought forward just last week by Kerry and Lieberman.
Yes. In fact, I think a lot of people in the country think that this cap and trade, which essentially what this is, energy control bill, I think they thought it was dead, but it's been revitalized, hasn't it?
Yeah, and you, Dave, you hit it on the head. This is an energy control bill. Now, let's think this through. Let's go back to the health care bill. That is about controlling our health care, our lives, in a greater degree than has ever been done before in the United States of America. So now they're going to control our health care from cradle to grave. That's the goal. Now the second punch, they want to control the energy available to us and the energy that we use. Further control over our lives because of this bill. And I will tell you, the reason why I wrote this book, if we would have had one book, just one easy-to-read, comprehensive book that was going to tell us why Pelosi and Reid were trying to cram Obamacare down our throat, and what we stood to lose if that bill became law. If we would have had one book like that, maybe we would have been armed with the truth enough to stop that from going forth. But we didn't have that book. And as you know, Dave, I mean, you've got your radio program. You were scrambling, trying to find information. Okay, what's this bill about? What are the ramifications of this bill? Why are they doing to us? We were all running hilly-nilly to try to put something together to share with our listeners and our readers, etc., as to the health care bill. I wrote ClimateGate to give people one-stop shopping. Just read the book cover to cover. It's an easy read, as you know, Dave, and this will tell you why they want to pass cap and trade and what we stand to lose if cap and trade is passed. And what we stand to lose is savings and wealth, privacy and liberty, as well as jobs. This will be an offloading of jobs in this country like no one can imagine. And Dave, I'll get into that as your program unfolds.
No, most definitely. I think what most people don't realize is that when they talk about cap and trade, they are going to cap energy usage for the average person like you and I, but they're going to allow the corporations to essentially buy their way out of it and trade these credits, and it'll be business as usual for them.
You know, here's the amazing thing. This cap and trade thing, and right, you're spot on. We're going to have bureaucrats in the EPA essentially, EPA essentially telling every type of business how much carbon dioxide they're able to emit during the course of their production. Now, if you over...
Before we go to that point, let's hold it right there, because we're up against the break. But I want to hit that, too, in terms of the control of the carbon emissions. We'll start there right after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Brian Sussman after this. Here's
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of 4 expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Thanks for staying with us to the break. Our special guest this evening is meteorologist, author, and now an activist, Brian Sussman. And Brian, as we went to the break, we were talking about what this new cap and trade bill or energy control bill is going to do. You want to pick it up from there?
Well, I'll stay on the program as long as you need me tonight. This is just an honor to be speaking to your audience. Let's get into this cap and trade thing because, again, industries will be determined by the federal government as to how much carbon dioxide they'll be able to emit during the course of their business. And if they exceed their cap, you know, the amount of carbon dioxide they're able to exude, if they exceed that, they're going to have to pay dearly. The way they'll end up paying for that is by going to this exchange and buying carbon credits. These carbon credits will also, according to the bill, and you can read this in the House bill and you can read it in the Senate bill, these carbon credits will be able to be saved, they will be able to be banked, they will be able to be hoarded, there will be derivatives trading allowed amongst these things. So in other words, you could have an entity like Goldman Sachs, and they're in the pipeline to be involved in this, just gobble up a bunch of these credits, hoard them, and then when the supply becomes low, they'll just drive the price up and cause businesses large and small to have to pay through the nose. Now, there will be other businesses that stay below their threshold, and they'll be able to use these essentially as cash to make money down the line. But I can tell you, if you look at how this is going to work, this is all a part of a plan, and I note this extensively in the book Climategate. If you go to UN documents, if you go to a lot of United States documents that have been crafted behind the scenes by guys like Al Gore, etc., the environment is always linked to the economy, and that's linked to social justice.
Yes.
In fact, Al Gore had a paper that he presented on behalf of the President's Council on Sustainable Development in 1995. It was called the New Consensus Report. This report is used by environmentalists all over the country as the gospel, and it clearly says that the environment, the economy, and social equity, or social justice, are all linked. In other words, you can't have one without the other. He also said in that same document, even in the face of scientific uncertainty, we, the United States of America, will move forward on these various policies.
And now, Brian, let me stop you there and ask you, is that why they were allowed in Kyoto, Japan in 97 to vote on whether or not CO2 caused global warming?
Yes, they were able to do it in 1997, and they did it in 1992 at the Rio Earth Summit as a part of something that I write about extensively, and I'm probably the first mainstream guy to write about this, well, so to speak, mainstream.
Well, Brian, one of the things I teach at the college level is statistics and research, and I have to tell you, one of my freshman students will get out of the midterm with that kind of approach to science. Why is the mainstream body of scientists going along with this fraud?
Well, it's amazing. In 1992, we signed on to something called Agenda 21.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Agenda 21 said that housing is a right, health care is a right, and that carbon dioxide is a pollutant that needs to be regulated. That was in 1992. 1993, Nancy Pelosi got on the House floor and said, we need to move forward with the agenda, with the UN's Agenda 21. We signed on to it Rio as a part of the Earth Summit. We need to move forward on this. So this is a plan that the elites have, many who are representatives in Congress, so to speak, representatives, to transfer wealth both domestically and internationally. And by capping the amount of CO2 that a business is allowed to exude here in the United States, there will be a lot of businesses that say, well, okay, well, we'll just move offshore. We're going to take our manufacturing units to Brazil or to China or to other parts of the third world or the developing world, and the elites see this as, well, that's good. We need to give them an opportunity to raise their standard of living. So that's part of the goal. But another part of the goal is this, the domestic transfer of wealth. Now, I'm asking you, Dave, why would this be in an energy bill? It's in both the House bill and the Senate bill. In fact, the Glenn Beck people called me up five times on Thursday, picking my brain over this because suddenly I'd become the national expert on this subject.
Yeah, you have. But, asking me the question on why I think they're linking it into energy.
Well,
energy controls resources, and if you control the price of energy, you control the price of food, the availability of water shipments, and so forth. I think you can basically control people this way.
And you are exactly right. So the domestic transfer of wealth, look how they do this in both of these bills. If you're making $55,000 a year and you're a family of four, that's not a bad wage. It's 250% of the poverty level. Family of four, $55,000. You will receive in your checking account or your bank account on a monthly basis a cash deposit from the federal government of an undisclosed amount of money. That's in the cap and trade bill. They're buying off a group of people in this country who are going to say, well, listen, the cost of everything's just going up, but I'm getting my check from the government every month. Hey, I'm happy as a clam. This is what's in both of these bills. Dave, this is outrageous.
So you make $56,000, then you're the one that's going to be paying through the nose. Am I hearing that right?
Sure, exactly. So everybody making more than $55,000 a year, you're going to be paying into this fund. So this is, remember Obama? He said, we want to spread the wealth around. Well, guys like you and I knew what he was talking about, but pretty soon everybody's going to know what he's talking about if this bill happens to go through. And that's why I'm just so excited that I was able to get this book, ClimateGate, out in time right before the Senate starts debate on this crazy bill.
How much, here's what's interesting to me here, Brian, is that you're in the media, but you don't seem to be of the mainstream media, because I've got to wonder why you didn't meet more resistance, both from your station sponsors, which I'm sure are global corporate and will stand to benefit from some of this, and why you're not receiving resistance in terms of getting your book published and distributed.
Well, that's interesting. This is a humorous one. I was on a big-time liberal guy's radio show this week, and he was saying, well, look who published your book, World Net Daily. You know, they do Jerome Corsi's books. Mm-hmm. They do, and he started naming all the people. I said, well, I don't care. They're They didn't tell me what to write. They didn't change one word of the book. It was World Ed Daily. They just said, we'll take the book, we'll run with it. I said, but here's one for you. The first publishing house that wanted to publish this book was Penguin. Penguin does all of Al Gore's books. They saw this as an opportunity to make huge bucks because they know that people would buy the book. However, here's where we parted ways. When Penguin told me that, Brian, listen, we like the book. And these were all young kids in this Penguin division, like in their 20s and 30s from Ivy League schools, and they'd never heard any of this before. They did not know that the temperature of the earth is not warming. They did not know that CO2 was a fertilizer, not a pollutant, and they didn't know all the garbage I have in my my book on Al Gore. They'd never heard any of this before. They said, this is revelatory. We didn't know any of this. This is really something. We think people will eat this book up. But can you give us one chapter on being green? And I said, are you kidding me? Do you understand what this book's all about? I don't even know what it means to be green. So we parted ways, and I thought, listen, World Ed Daily's the best publisher for this type of book, especially with their marketing plan. And they said, Brian, whatever you want to write, we're just going to take. And so that's one part of the equation. In terms of advertisers on the station that I work for, it's always a battle because there are crazy left-wing bloggers that are always trying to coerce our advertisers into backing away. But I find that most of these advertisers, you know, they do these bulk radio buys, and whether it's the conservative station or the liberal station, they just want to sell product. But where I am getting the biggest blowback right now is from the environmental community, who's hacked off about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, Dave, we made sure that we sent books to every liberal activist, every crazy environmentalist in my book. I wanted them to get a copy because my research on this is bulletproof. They can't attack the research. They might disagree with my political commentary and my social commentary, but they can't attack the research. It's great.
Well, see, I'm stunned. You've even hosted CBS Morning Weather in Harry Smith's spot, and I'm stunned. I'm still sitting here in utter disbelief that the words Agenda 21 came out of your lips here on this broadcast, and that's why I had to ask the question about censorship.
Well, that's an interesting one. There are some great meteorologists and atmospheric scientists who are well-known against global warming, and I could mention their names, but I won't. But big-time guys who I wanted to endorse my book, and if I mention some of their names, you probably had some of these people on your show. They wouldn't touch my book because, as one honest guy said, you're talking about Agenda 21. You're talking about all this UN stuff, and, you know, they don't want to sound like a kook. Well, I'm not sounding like a kook, guys. I'm just quoting what the UN documents actually say, and how some of those UN documents have actually made it into U.S. law. So, yes, Dave, you're a bold broadcaster. I want to be bold and proclaim the truth. And the blowback is just beginning, but I'm not backing down because I tried to write this as tightly as possible and as easily to understand as possible so we can get more great Americans and patriots to read the book and say, okay, I get it. I understand what's going on here.
Well, you've done that, but you also have to practice considerably more courage than I do because my boss here on this network, John Stantmiller, calls me and thanks me when I do shows like this. And so, and we think it helps sell some of our advertising as well.
Right.
So I don't have the specter of censorship hanging over my head. I've got free rein.
Yeah.
And I know having been on a mainstream station before that's more, let's say, prone to corporate pressure.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, can you talk about this a little bit less and maybe these other things a little bit more? I got some of that, too, when I was in local radio.
Yeah, the nice thing is I work for a unique bunch of guys, and of course it is a big corporation I work for, but that owns our station. They have been very clear. They've said, Brian, there's a line that you just don't want to cross, but you got to get as close to the line as possible because if you don't, you're not going to have good ratings. And if you cross the line, you could get fired, but that line is up to you to determine. So that's the way they've always played ball with me. And I will tell you, they have gone to, I've been sued, I've been taken to court primarily by Muslim activist groups. And
well, wait till the environmentalists come out of the woodwork to get you, too. Hold on,
yeah.
Brian. We got a break to cover,
right,
and we got to sell some ads, and we'll be back with Brian Sussman, meteorologist and author, after a word from these sponsors.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial, plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the total transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my total transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Joining us tonight on the Common Sense Show is our special guest, Brian Sussman, meteorologist and author of the book Climate Gate. And Brian, I want to do this a couple times tonight, but quickly tell the audience how they can get a copy of your book.
Well, maybe the best way in terms of being able to get to a good book distributor, as well as getting some additional information on my book, is my website, debatemealgore.com. That's debatemealgore.com. Pretty easy to remember.
I love that. I love that.
The books are in the bookstores, although I'm told that around the country, the supply is in, we're in great demand. We've sold out at most of the bookstores around the country. They're rushing to have complete now the third printing of the book, and it's only been out for a couple weeks. So everyone's surprised, pleasantly surprised, with how well the book is doing. I do know that it's for those who are skeptical of the science, this is a great book. That it just confirms all of their beliefs. For those who have always been troubled by UN policies making it into United States law, this has become a great read. I was at Amazon.com recently, and I noticed in terms of the conspiracy theory chart, I was ahead of Jesse Ventura's book, so I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. So we're firing on all cylinders. One of the things I do talk about, Dave, that no one has ever written about, and quite frankly, it was shocking even to me, was really getting into the nuts and bolts of the coming smart grid. And we are only moments away from seeing this become a part of the infrastructure of America. That is, if the Senate passes this energy bill, that will give the final touch to the smart grid. And this thing, Dave, is absolutely frightening. You talk about usurping our liberty and invading our privacy. This smart grid is it.
Well, let's talk about that smart grid. Let me just make a couple guesses. Is the prevalence and the increase of photo radar and red light cameras, is that going to be part of this system?
Well, I'm sure that will be easily tied into the system because the infrastructure is going to be completely updated with broadband. And I heard Barack Obama say, we need to update the broadband in this country, get broadband in the rural areas. And I'm thinking, okay, are we bringing broadband into rural areas so farmers and ranchers can watch YouTube? No. The broadband will be tied into the actual wires that go across the entire United States. Here's how it begins. I don't know if in your neck of the woods, Dave, they've installed the smart meters yet, if your utility company has put in a smart meter.
Tell me what it does.
Okay, so this takes the place of that little spinning dial on the side of your house that monitors your electricity usage. So it takes your electric meter, and it essentially allows that to be controlled via remote. So most of the houses in California where I'm broadcasting from right now, Pacific Gas and Electric has installed the smart meter. And they say that this is a way that they can you'll be able to save money on your energy bill because now you will know minute by minute how much electricity you are using during the course of a 24-hour day. So during times of peak demand, the idea is that you're supposed to dial back because you're getting charged more.
Yes.
During those times of peak demand. This is part of the 2005 energy bill that the House, Senate, and the President Bush at the time signed into law, and I don't think most of these fools knew what the heck they were doing. I did the research back in 2005. The word was demand response technology. It was just one phrase in the 2005 energy bill. I said, what is demand response technology? And I started doing some research, and I got shocked. Then in 2007, they passed another energy bill that actually talked about smart meters and the smart grid. And, of course, Congress passed this, and the President signed it. And a day after they signed the bill, I have in my book a memo that was sent to all members of Congress telling them what they just signed in terms of the smart grid. These buffoons didn't read the bill. They didn't know what they were signing. And the Congressional Resource Center actually sent out a memo because they were getting calls from people like me saying, what in the heck have you just done here? That was in 2007. And then the 2009 energy bill passed by the House takes this even further. So essentially, you've got these new meters on the outside of your house, which have a remote control capability back to headquarters of whoever your provider is. And they say this is going to be a cost saver for you, but it's not. Everywhere these have been put in place in California, usually your energy bill goes up by at least 30%. So, okay, now they can remote control these devices on the side of your house. They could literally just turn off the power in your house, for example, if you forget to pay a bill. You don't pay your bill, they don't have to send somebody out to turn off your power. They can just do it remotely now. So, okay, you've got the smart meter. Then they're going to have the home area network. Google and Microsoft are racing to complete the home area network. They will make billions of dollars. Every house in America will have a home area network whereby all of your appliances and all of your lights will be tied into the smart meter. And then, of course, you've got the brand new wave of Energy Star appliances, which are being rolled out around this country and around the world. And what you don't realize is those Energy Star appliances are able to talk to the home area network, which then talks to the smart meter. And there is a capability whereby during peak demand, your washing machine will turn off, your dryer will turn off, and eventually even your television set will turn off. All of these will then be tied into the smart grid, which will have the broadband capability. So essentially during times of peak power, well, let me give you the example. It's 103 degrees, where you live, Arizona, 110 degrees in July. You're doing a load of laundry. You've got the big screen on, and you got your air conditioning on. There will be some unseen bureaucrat that will be able to look at your address, not your neighbor's, yours, and say, okay, thermostat, let's change that right now. What the heck? They're doing a load of laundry at 3 in the afternoon. It's 110 degrees. Turn that laundry machine off. We won't allow it to kick back on until 3 a.m. And the big screen TV, yeah, turn it off too.
Well, we're already being conditioned for that. In Arizona here, we have off-peak rates, and they really push you to it because of the price differential. Sit tight, Brian. We'll be back after the half-hour break. And to the rest of you, we'll open up the phone lines at the probably about halfway through the next hour. And we'll get to your calls. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business, gas, and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we're celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The smart grid, that's what we're talking about right now in relationship to the new global warming bill that's coming out of the Senate, and they're going to be placing new meters, and they say it's a cost saver. But as you heard our guest Brian Sussman say, your rates are likely to go up at least 30%, and bureaucrats can shut you down on a moment's notice. Let's talk more about this grid. Is it just with regard to your home and energy savings within your home and controlling costs?
Well, I'll take you back. And again, what I do in this book, I love to connect dots using actual government documents and actual words that were spoken by our various supposed representatives. Here is the day after the 2007 energy bill came out. I have a memo here from the Congressional Research Service, which was distributed to members of Congress, describing how the smart grid works, because these idiots vote on these bills and they have no idea what they're voting on. And they were getting calls from people like me saying, what did you guys just do here? So here's the memo. It says, the term smart grid refers to a distribution system that allows for the flow of information from a customer's meter in two directions, both inside the house to thermostats and appliances and other devices, and back to the utility. Okay, so that pretty much tells you what's going on.
Yes.
At the end of the day, they have no plan for increasing our energy supply here in this country. They only want to squeeze us on the amount of energy that's available. Now, you work in academic circles, Dave. You've heard the word efficiency, and you know what that means. That means use less. A lot of people hear efficiency, oh, I want to be efficient. But, I mean, you work in the field of academia, and you know what these plans entail. Efficiency means use less. There are no plans in this country for additional sources of energy. They just want us to use less. And one of the ways they will do this is to have this big brother device, this smart grid, which I detail extensively in ClimateGate, which will literally be able to go into each individual's house and start controlling the various devices that we're using on a daily basis.
So if you leave your TV on when you go to sleep at night, they'll be able to shut it off? Is that what I'm hearing?
Or maybe if you have a big screen TV and it's the middle of the day and there's a little bit of a shortage of energy, so to speak, because your neighbor has too many people in your neighborhood to have plug-in cars, they'll say, okay, we got to take that off right now. Just click. They will turn that off in your house. Or they'll just say your whole house goes off for a while. And again, the technology is almost there. It's being employed in various stages throughout the country. Companies like GE, Google, Microsoft, they're all in on this, and they all stand to make so much money. And I will tell you, as I mentioned in my book, without the global warming climate scare, GE would go the way of Westinghouse. It would be just another company that was at one time a great company. They are so in the tank for this. Jeffrey Immelt, their CEO, is so in bed with Obama because it's a business relationship that is going to save his company.
Now, I've got a couple questions related to this. First of all, I smell the specter of fascism here in terms of public-private partnerships that are going to administer this plan. Is that true?
Yes, absolutely. So we're seeing that, and you used the term properly. A lot of people misuse the term fascist. It allows for private ownership and government control. So that's what we're seeing right here. A lot of these utilities are either publicly traded companies or privately held companies or municipally owned companies. They will all be controlled by the federal government. There's something else in this bill that's very troubling, and I've referred to it as the Green Goon Squad. Even John Kerry was saying, there are going to be jobs from this new energy bill. Well, yeah, there are going to be jobs. We'll have a massive offshoring of jobs, and so lots of folks who have made careers in wonderful manufacturing sectors at all levels are going to lose their jobs. But there are going to be these new jobs where we have all of these people working for the green, what I call the Green Goon Squad. It's all in the Senate Energy Bill. It's all in the House Energy Bill. I detail it extensively. These people are going to be regulating, or I should say enforcing, the new building codes that will supersede all of your local building codes. There's going to be a new environmental building code, and we're going to have this federal goon squad going out to make sure your house is up to date, and depending on your income level, you're going to have to bring up the cost of these improvements on your own. If you're a poor person, the government will subsidize the improvements. But at the end of the day, even when you sell your house, Dave, you're going to have some federal inspector come through and say, huh, okay, before you can sell it, those windows need to get up to date. You need more insulation in your ceiling. Let me see here. Oh, all these lights? Oh, geez, you've got to have all the curlicue lights in this house. That water heater's not going to work. It needs to be a brand new Energy Star. Washer and dryer? Mm-mm. Well, bring those up to speed with the new Energy Star as well. This is what they'll be able to do because there will be a brand new federal building code that supersedes local building codes. You talk about a violation of the 10th Amendment, it's crazy.
I have heard of this. I did not want to believe it's true, but you're saying this isn't that 978-page bill written by Kerry and Lieberman?
Yes, and it's in the 1,400-some-odd-page bill written by Waxman and Markey. So, you know, these people have a plan, and this is what it entails. And Obama threw a little... Well, Kerry was on the tube the other day. I was on Fox News following Kerry. They wanted to get my opinion on him coming out with... you know, his pronouncement of the Senate Energy Bill. And I said, you know, Kerry just talked about this is going to make us more energy independent because they have a couple bones they throw to the nuclear industry and a couple bones they throw to the oil industry. That's all bunk. They don't have any plans to go forward with nuclear power plants, and I can prove that for you in time. And in terms of the oil beneath our own soil under federal lands, we have the biggest oil reserve in the world beneath the Rockies. There's nothing in this bill to tap that. So again, it's all about squeezing us with this new federal smart grid, which will essentially take just larger control of our lives, Dave.
Wow, this is almost taking my breath away. But let me ask a practical question. You know, soon, probably next week, we'll be into 100-degree days in Arizona. Under this plan, they call for a 17% reduction in the first 10 years. So does that mean, essentially, where I would set my thermostat at 80 on a 100-degree day. I would almost have to wait for it to reach 100 before my thermostat would kick in.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. I like to think that way myself. So that is one, and I think just one practical application of what this will look like. Another way to look at it is this. By 2050, according to both these bills, they want to reduce our greenhouse emissions by 83%.
Mm-hmm.
So 2050, just looking at census data, our population in the United States will grow by 100 million people. They want to reduce greenhouse gases by 83%. And I detail this in the book ClimateGate. This will wipe out the entire manufacturing sector. This will close the coal industry. And this will essentially make sure that the only thing that's allowed to use a fossil fuel will probably be an airplane. I don't know how they can do this, given the fact that the population is going to grow by 100 million. So this is a job killer. The cost of everything is going to rise, and they have no replacements in store. They can talk all the want about solar. They're not doing anything to help with solar power in this country. The federal government's only getting in the way. You can talk about wind, but the environmentalists are wind turbines' biggest enemy. I can prove that because right behind where I'm speaking right now is the biggest wind farm in the country. It's been here since the 70s, and environmentalists have been working to close that one down for the last 30 years. So nuclear power, in this bill put forward by Kerry and Lieberman, it says, oh, yeah, we'll move forward with nuclear power as long as proper safety and environmental concerns are taken into consideration. But for crying out loud, they've been saying safety and environmental concerns are the reasons why they haven't built any new nuclear power plants in this country since 1979 in terms of commissioning them. So, again, their plan here is just incredible control over our lives, Dave.
Well, in my sociology class I teach a Social 101 class, and our final unit was on ecology and new cities. And I'm sure you're familiar with terms like concentric zone, multiple nuclei, or in other words, we're in a large area like in the LA Basin, you would have several concentric zones, several downtown areas, and you would crowd people together, say at 100,000 people per square mile. Mm-hmm. Is this where this is headed, where we're going to see dense, crowded urbanization like in Bedford-Stuyvesant, New York, and people living out in the country like I do now on an acre and a half, then we're going to go the way of the dinosaur?
I think so. I really think that this is their plan, and you can see it even on the micro scale with the various communities that are being built in various urban areas, where you'll get this mix of residential and retail, and the idea is that people won't really have to go far in order to have the necessities of life, and when they do need to travel, we'll have mass transit to take them there. So again, it's just taking away a liberty, taking away choice, and I think at the end of the day, they're going to go after guys like you who live in the rural areas, because, listen, you can maintain your independence. You could be off the grid in a rural area. Now, I don't know how long they would tolerate that, but at the end of the day, let's face it, they want control over the masses, and I think it's becoming more and more clear every day, especially with this administration.
Well, there's an additional tie-in, too, that I think this is really how I got my start in radio. The state of Arizona has spent the last 7 years trying to steal, without compensation, my personal property and that of 400 of my neighbors, totaling about 2,000 people in all. And I'm sure you're familiar with what you know about Agenda 21. I'm sure you're familiar with the Canamex highway system.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I live between two planned hubs, and I had the misfortune of putting down my house on the state's largest water aquifer, and we're right in the middle of a planned industrial hub for Canamex, and they're using an Air Force base 22 miles away in their overflights after we moved in as the excuse to try to get us off our land. And, of course, like building a pool, enclosing a patio has anything to do with an F-16 plane. But we have been to court a couple of times over this. This is, like I said, this is how I got my start in media. I was the spokesperson for this group and got offered a radio job out of this. But it's all part and parcel of the same thing. They do not want us out in the country using up resources like the state's largest water aquifer, and we're in the way of their industrial plans, and they're using other excuses, of course, but they want us off our land. And this is going to be played out all across the country, isn't it, for rural residents? Don't you, do you think that too?
I do. You know, all of this, I mentioned this in the book, all of this really went on steroids during the Clinton administration. There was a UN document that I talk about where the term stakeholder was introduced for the very first time. And stakeholder, the idea is you get community agitators, community activists, generally speaking, left-wing activists, to start building coalitions on the ground that would then work in with their local governments and the state governments and ultimately the federal government. And funding for these various stakeholder groups would come from private sources as well as state sources and federal forces. So they work together to primarily just gobble up large chunks of land and put them off limits to development. We're seeing that all over the San Francisco Bay Area, whereby various groups like these are coming along and just gobbling up all this land, putting it off limits. You're seeing that in your particular case where these stakeholder groups are working with the federal government to gobble up all sorts of land. They won't tell you why they're doing this. They have a number of reasons in mind. In your particular case, I think you know exactly what's going on. A lot of these pieces of real estate are also covered under UN biosphere treaties, and I talk about that in my book. It's hard for people to believe this, but there are actually big chunks of land here in the United States that are put off limits via UN treaty to the point where man cannot even walk in these particular forests and reserves because we're not allowed to.
Well, we have a budget crisis. We have a budget crisis here in Arizona, Brian, and what's interesting is one of the first budget moves the state of Arizona took, and it was almost infinitesimal compared to the hundreds of millions, actually $2 billion they had to cut. They shut down the state's rest stops on the interstates and followed it up with shutting down access to the parks. Now, knowing Agenda 21 like I did, of course, that raised my eyebrows.
Yeah, well, it should. You're exactly right. Here's something I talk about in my book that ties right into this. We've got Dianne Feinstein has worked very, very hard behind the scenes trying to gobble up huge chunks of the Southern California desert, adjacent, of course, to New Mexico, I guess it would be adjacent to Nevada. And this has become, over the years, I mean, she's been able to do this just piecemeal, but she's put together this gigantic Mojave Wildlife Refuge. The Mojave Wildlife Refuge is covered now by a UN biosphere agreement. And you've got all these great companies that are producing solar. You know, they've got these solar arrays that are pretty nifty. They've put in 130 different permits into the federal government to build their arrays in the Mojave Desert. This is millions of acres of just sand. And they've been turned down each and every time because Dianne Feinstein has said this is her proudest achievement. She's been in Senate all these years. All the things she's ever done, cobbling this area of land together was her biggest achievement. In other words, there will never be any development. There will never even be a power line going across this. People can't even walk around in this desert area on their own because it's a part of the UN biosphere and it's to be worshipped, not actually visited by human beings. I mean, this sounds crazy, but this is exactly what they're doing all over the country with prime real estate owned by the federal government. Last I checked, the federal government, Dave, is you and me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is, I'm sure you're familiar with what's going on in the San Joaquin Valley.
Yes.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah, we have, again, I'm convinced that what's going on in the San Joaquin Valley in the name of this smelt, a tiny little fish, they're cutting off water to the Central Valley farmers. The reason why they're, and these wonderful, my gosh, the almond farms and the wonderful farms down there that feed the nation. People forget, our biggest industry in the state of California is farming. It's not Hollywood, it's farming. It's not tourism, it's farming. They're killing off the farming community, and why? Well, it's very clear. And I talk about this in ClimateGate. They want to return that land back to quote-unquote nature. This is what they're trying to do with all of these big pieces of real estate they gobble up. They want to return it back to nature. They don't want us there. They don't want us to enjoy it, to utilize it, to live on it. And that's what they're doing to these farmers in the Central Valley. They're trying to squeeze them and get rid of them because they want that land returned back to nature, Dave.
For what purpose?
Well, again, The purpose is these people honestly believe, well, okay, I talk about this in the beginning of my book. Karl Marx fashioned himself to be a scientist. He came up with these cockamamie laws of matter. The laws of matter essentially state that through a Darwinian accident, some people are spit out of their mother's womb with a better brain than others. Those who have the better brain have some sort of responsibility to the world to rule over those with an inferior brain. And because Marx believed those with the inferior brain left to their own devices would kill one another or destroy the planet. So you have this group of elites that are marching to Marx's laws of matter, and they honestly believe there are far too many people on this planet. These people left to their own devices will kill one another. They will destroy the planet. That's why they need to be severely controlled. That's why the population needs to be de-developed. In other words, as John Holdren, Barack Obama's science and technology advisor, said, we need to de-develop the United States.
That's a good cliffhanger right there, Brian. I want to talk about de-develop the population as soon as we come back after a word from our sponsors.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey, Tipper.
Hey, Al.
Is it warm in here, or is it just me?
Oh, it's warm.
Global warming happens so fast.
Global warming, how long will it last?
Global warming, so good for me.
May help you win the presidency.
summer days hot as a blaze.
Go see my movie on a hot summer
it's
night.
Hot as hell, hell, hell. Hey Al Gore, hey Al Gore. How long will it last? Hey Al Gore, hey Al Gore. Are you full of gas?
So drive a hybrid, do as I say.
Before the glaciers all melt away.
Everyone does, except for me.
And your friends, the Kennedys.
Summer days hot as a blaze. Go see my movie on a hot summer night.
Hey, Al Gore, hey, Al Gore.
Well, it would be funny if it weren't true. Our guest, Brian Sussman, and that's what we're talking about, global warming. And Brian, before we get to the big one, the de-development of population, let's take a second and talk about Al Gore's hypocrisy. Do you know about his $9 million house on the beach?
Climategate is the most damning book ever written about Al Gore. Climategate is a book that describes all of his various holdings. And this was the first book that really details how much money he stands to make from global warming, as well as Goldman Sachs and a number of other entities via the Chicago Climate Exchange. And I do hear from a lot of high-profile players, including Glenn Beck. Five times they talked to me last week trying to get more information on this. It's in the book Climategate, and you're right. This is just the ultimate in hypocrisy. But Al Gore doesn't believe any of this. He believes in one thing, I'm convinced, Dave, money.
How much is he going to stand to make on this?
I've told it up, and best I can tell right now, he's likely worth $500 million right now. He is so well invested in some tremendously successful hedge funds run by incredibly powerful people that once the Chicago Climate Exchange comes into being, this is a guy who will make eventually billions of dollars, literally billions of dollars. And I believe, and I say this in the book, I believe that a lot of these big-time players, these investors, these hedge fund managers, etc., and I have no problem with a person making a buck, but what they're doing is absolutely immoral, trading something you can't touch, taste, or smell, and that of carbon dioxide. These people, I believe, realize this may be their last chance for a big-time score before the entire global economy tanks. And so that's why they're in on this. This is their last chance to insulate themselves entirely from economic calamity, and I think that's why they want this bill to pass.
Do you think this is why the Bank of International Settlement has not yet devalued the American currency where it belongs?
Probably. That's certainly a possibility. I shouldn't speak so confidently on that. I do have my certain opinions, but they're not based in enough research. But that certainly is a likely probability. It is curious, isn't it, to see how the dollar is holding up so well.
Absolutely. Brian, I want to prevail on you to hold you over here because I do want to get into the depopulation and a little bit more about what we can do about this scam. So if you're willing, I want to bring you back right after the top.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the false